The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Thank you, Jesus. Prophecy. For I'm set to teach you. I want to teach you. For in my mouth is the doctrine. In my mouth is the precept and the line to bring you closer, that you may come into the new walk that I've ordained for this season. There is a walk. There is a walk. For I told the patriarch of old time, walk before me and be thou perfect. For there is a perfection that must be given to your feet. So I come to teach you this morning. I come as a teacher. I come as one who have what it takes to bring you into the path that you may walk thereby. For there is a path to walk. Many do not know the path. That is why I have come as a teacher. For in my teaching, I will bring you into the path, and you will be able to walk thereby, said the Spirit of God.
Amen. Thank you very much, sir. That's very accurate with the thoughts I have in my heart to share with us this morning. And then the prayers also, and the worship session is also in the direction of what the Spirit is emphasizing to us in this season. Hallelujah. We are beginning to see that God wants servants who will be sons. You can't say you are serving God if you are not walking. So there's connection between love and service and also walking. Amen. So he said, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Amen. It's not enough to just be the children of God. We must be dear children. A dear child is one who has chosen to go for the perfection that his father gives. And you know, our father was telling us that Eliezer walked in that manner. Abraham has not had his own child. But looking at Eliezer, who is just, we can call him a slave, right? But can attain to a point where Abraham could begin to think that this person can inherit all that I have. For Abraham to go and sleep and be thinking of Eliezer is worthy, it brings to mind that scripture that says that we should walk worthy of the Lord unto how many pleasing? All pleasing. So for Abraham, Eliezer is a worthy walker. Why? Because he found the way of his master. Say, I being in the way. So Abraham has charted a path in the spirit by obedience. And that was what Eliezer found and also walked in. So every step of righteousness we take, we are charting courses that will bring about others coming behind us, other generation to walk. But if we look at the manner of our life, sometimes we close the path. Because in hearing, we truly hear, but it's not translating into an understanding. What produces walk or conversation is understanding. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us a kind of understanding to live a kind of life, because it is in understanding we truly live. So the psalmist will cry and say, give me understanding so that I can truly live. There are two major faculties that God demands to express that we truly love him: our heart and our mind. So we say, I will put my laws in their heart and I will write it in their mind. When he was commanding children of Israel, or even us who are believers, to love, what he was demanding for is, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind. So on Wednesday, Daddy began opening us up to the journey between heart and mind. Amen. The compartment of our soul. What God has done, he has done in our hearts. That is expected to translate to every faculty of our being, which does not happen automatically. The Son that came and gave us an understanding yielded his heart and his mind in a manner until he became the express image of God's person. So he opened the door for all. Amen. So men who walk in obedience, they chart courses in the spirit for men to walk. So Jesus will say, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly, because it is meek that we inherit the earth. Inherit the earth means we can open a path for people to walk in, and then they will find salvation. We don't know that by every step of obedience we take, we are attracting forces of life to open men up to liberation. Hallelujah. Nobody is free without him walking. Hallelujah. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You will walk into freedom. And that's why Romans 8:1 will say, there is therefore now no limitation or condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Who do what? Who walk. We are not many of us are dear in all aspects, like dear children in all aspects, because something is hooking our feet from walking. How is it that we hear and then the product of the life, you know, I said that is our work, that's our conversation, that's what we can see, to know the understanding that runs you. Amen. I was looking at when God told the children of Israel, giving them commandments about manna. They all heard when Moses said, don't pack and leave till the next morning. And they all said, yes, sir. All you have said, we will do. So what informed those that went out and packed to remain till the next day? So all of us come to church and we keep hearing, but it's not translating to understanding, and so we live otherwise. If man will not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, after to all of us, then to you. Amen. Because I believe that's where the problem actually is. How is it that, okay, we have done functional members meeting. Anytime you know you want to travel, you won't be around, make sure you tell your leader. You would have gone and come back and say, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, I didn't remember to tell you that I'll be traveling. And what? I'm only trying to say, we all had instruction. So what is affecting us from translating instruction to a lifestyle? A darkened understanding. And so Daddy said, it will not be easy because we sometimes walked according to the course of this world. And that happened unconsciously. You were born to naturally chase this earth. It's redemption that is teaching us to begin to rethink. What's your definition of future? A good life on earth. And you got that unconsciously. You were born into it. No child is born, and then you don't ask any child today and say, what do you want to become? And he says, I want to become Christ, the Son of God. He's not in his conversation. I want to become a lawyer. I want to become a doctor. I want to become... That's the conversation he was born into. So naturally, we're born into a conversation that if wisdom does not teach us, we'll pursue that and lose God. Naturally. Naturally. So it's not good that you want to just remain a natural man. Why? Because the reason for God coming to man is abundant love. No matter what the children of Israel were doing, it never stopped God from backing out on his intention to want to save man. He will gain some. He will. He will gain you, and then he will gain me. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. As dear children, nobody feels happy. You know your child is your child. After you have instructed, I don't want to see you going out in the rain again. Is that okay? Yes, sir. Don't go out in the rain again. Is that okay? Yes, sir. And every time you come back from outside, you just see that he's that boy playing under the... How do you feel? It's not like he's not your child, but he's tampering with a dearness. So I just saw that the children of Israel have walked in a manner. Because if you don't walk by revealed righteousness, you won't be able to place the lines of the demand of righteousness as it pertains to your soul. He has told them, he said, now, the only time when you pack for the next day is the day before Sabbath, because on Sabbath, there is a voice that made remnant of manna breed worm, and that same voice will make remnant of manna not breed worm. So for you, you can just say, keeping manna is keeping manna. Keeping manna is not keeping manna. Is following the voice. Is following instruction to details. Jesus will say, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Because the walking that man walked into is making the burden look difficult and heavy. So Jesus is saying it is easy. And then it is light. Don't go out on the Sabbath day to pack manna was not easy for some souls. Because you just believe that everybody should just stay in his tent. By the time Moses will go out, he still saw some people outside. What is it with man? He still saw some people outside. I was wondering what happened. It's possible they were not full and then they ate the Omer for the next day and ate together. You understand? There's just something. An understanding. So the understanding, they understand then is skinny. Tabaja, the possible cash. Yes, it is. You know the way you explain instructions. You are working against your being a dear child to God. So it's not, God is not just looking, Lord, I love you. They want to see you walk in all. That prophecy said, they told Abraham, walk thou before me and be perfect. Perfection does not come until what has been put in your heart translates into your conversation in your mind. Because what produces an understanding is that reasoning of the mind. It's what affects us many times that we can't do right. You reason it out. You reason it out. There's always a reason why you're not doing something. And Pastor James told us a long time ago, excuses, our bags, our lies, packed in bag of reason. Did you get that? Every time you give excuse for not doing righteousness, you are telling a lie. Amen. You are telling a lie under the canopy of reason. you know, you won't know how inadequate. I now began to understand the scripture that said that it's Lord that revived sin in me. Sin has always been there, but you saw sin as a life. Not reading Bible was just a normal life with us until it came as a commandment. War now started. Abi? Maybe I'm... May we find mercy. Yeah. Until light comes, until the light of the law comes, you won't know your true configuration. There's always an assumption that we are always there. They now put read Bible every day. Every one of you that have carryover, the Lord will forgive you. Yeah. We now realize that reading Bible is not reading Bible every day. You know that everyday thing. Now that it has come as a law, you are now seeing rioting on your inside. It's the same thing that happened to the children of Israel. Go daily, don't pack it once. Shake on the rain. Shake on the rain. This yoke is easy and the burden is light. If anything is making it heavy, then there is a work on my inside that should be undone. May the Lord visit our hearts with understanding.
You must understand you are in a warfare. You must understand there is a battle over you. You must understand there is a path of disobedience that every man has been set to walk by. There is a path of lawlessness that man has been set to walk by. From the day that man took and partook of the fruit that was commanded not to be eaten, from that day, there is a curse upon which man has been set to walk by. But there is freedom for you if only you can access wisdom in the Son. There is a wisdom that made your law to walk against that order of life. There is a wisdom that is set for you if only you can access this wisdom. There is freedom for you. Therefore, I proclaim upon you freedom. I proclaim over you freedom.
Amen.
I proclaim upon you freedom.
Amen.
I declare over you a new lease of life. Amen. To disobey the path of this.
Amen.
To disobey the path upon which men have walked by that has led. For there is a mercy over you for your salvation. There is a path to freedom. Receive freedom to walk in the newness of life. See the Spirit.
Amen. We receive freedom to walk in the newness of life. You know, that was what Adu was saying on Wednesday, that we put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and then be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. It's good we believe with our heart. But true service shows when there is a renewal of the spirit of your mind. Because that is what produces the understanding that you walk by. Said, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. I'm trusting Jesus that he will teach us to begin to pick from our spirit to inform our mind. I'm going to try to give maybe one example or two with the way our father, I'm not sure I remember clearly his examples, but I'm only trying to say that when the scripture says in Ephesians 4, where we read 20 to 21, say, but ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Hallelujah. Ye have not so learned Christ. So it means to gain Christ must be by learning. And the learning this time is a conscious learning. So, he said, if so, be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him. So, our father says, you can hear him and not be taught by him. So, the children of Israel heard. But they couldn't allow that spirit to teach them how not to go out on a Sabbath day. Our coming to church is good. Hearing opens us up to a template to draw energy to do. Because if you are not truly walking, you are not expressing your blessedness as a man. Daddy was showing us that yesterday. Blessed is the man that walk not. He's not blessed is the man that is learning to walk. He has learned how to walk and has mastered walking and can now take a stand. You don't gain mastery until you have walked. So Abraham saw that in Eliezer. This man has walked. He's no more a child. Because as long as he remained a child. Differed not from a servant, though he be Lord of all. And that is the definition of crop of believers today. There is need to come to church to connect the head where grace flows from. So the essence of our coming to church is that our focus must be on God, must be on his voice, rather than in our inadequacies, for us to begin to gain understanding that will further affect our mind to walk. So Daddy was saying, you can hear and not be taught. When it comes to teaching, is to teach you to walk. It's good we hear. Because with the heart is where we receive those templates. But it's not just enough. You can't be a true servant because you have knowledge in your heart. That thing must translate to understanding, because it says, to whom ye yield yourself, servants, to obey, the servants are ye, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. So to have a life of righteousness is an understanding. To yield is to consciously work against a mind you know, that you now know, that is not according to righteousness. And begin to import thoughts of righteousness. Hallelujah. Giving your tithe. Nobody will fight against that here. But we see some people end up not giving. So it's not like they have not heard. And it's not like they don't even believe. But there's a faculty that needs to be strengthened to do right. And now, they will now begin to teach you, because that is what Jesus said when he said, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly. First of all, come. Just come first. After you have come, then you will now start learning. They tailor learning to the frame of our soul. So the voice will keep coming back. The voice that came to the children of Israel knew that some people had large appetite and manna may not fill them. It knows. But he also wants them to trust so much in God that hunger cannot kill. So even if this one, Omar, just to fulfill instruction, I choose to stay without hunger. That man is putting off. That stand he's taking in his heart. in his thoughts, in his reasoning, is taking a stand to put off concerning the old man. Why? Because when the voice comes, the voice is the voice of newness. The voice is the voice that wants to change our conversation, to change our being to a new man. Hallelujah. So there are instructions that will begin to come to you pertaining to your soul. They will tailor it for you. And every step you take to obey or you exercise yourself, you are telling God that I'm not just a child, I'm a dear child. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands in all things. Submit everything. Submit money, submit body, submit name, submit, submit, submit. That's an instruction. But when we find ourselves struggling to keep that, we know that there's debt at work somewhere. Now, how do you kill debt? You kill debt by obeying righteousness. You see that step that you are taking. You know, Daddy once told the school children that every time you do right, something wrong in you dies. Likewise, every time you do wrong, something right in you dies. Very soon you become an embodiment of debt if you continue doing wrong. So every time there is time to make choices and you choose after righteousness, what are you doing? You are putting off. Ah, my husband has hurt me, but I look at submit yourself and it's not pleasing. You know that just doing that, you are putting off and attracting forces of life that will make you know how that you are paying, but yet you can still give your. But that's sacrifice. Daddy said there is offering, there is sacrifice. Offering, when it is pleasing, you give offering. Sacrifice. Kodumomio, but motunshe. Hallelujah. By that, very soon, you will see that things that look like a mountain, they are just little. What is offending you may even be your own personality. What is offending your husband may be your own personality. Just that by obeying righteousness, you will now begin to see that, I've taken this matter too much. He's just being himself. Because you have obeyed the learning, they will now teach you that it is about you. It's not even about him. You repent again. Do you know what? You have just put off. You are changing again. You are changing again. Take instructions from church. Give it to your children. And when they do wrong, you ignore them. What you have just done, you have killed a cell that will make that child alive. And so by the time he comes out and we act, we have seen your conversation already. It will tell us the kind of your walk. It will tell us how you have used instructions of righteousness. I'm trusting Jesus that in this season, we will begin to have our mind exercised so that we will come of age and become dear children of God. I want us to just pray this morning. Let's pray.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadi by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.